catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Tennessee fans, welcome to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. We are Tennessee fans. You are Tennessee fans. Let's do this together. I should have come in with some sadder music. We got plenty to talk about after this past week's loss to the Gators, even though they had, second highest attendance record for this game.
Most jorts in one place.
They were coming out. We got some stuff to talk about. We got to talk about the first half of tackling, the first half of play calling, how, second half defensive stand. We held them. Why didn't we do it in the beginning? Why are there still people on this field that should not be there? Plenty to talk about. Get in here with us. Thanks again for listening. As always, you got the bird here next to the Duke. You can follow Duke on X. I almost said Twitter again. On X.
Degeneration X.
At Brad Rush. And I don't like Twitter as much, but I agree with podcast listeners. We are live streaming as we do this just to get in some of what you want to talk about and roll the comments in here. I agree with he's taking the words right. There's Sam Adams taking the words right out of my mouth. I do agree that Milton is a problem, and Haddon, man. That dude talks. He talks. He runs his mouth and then cannot back it up.
I don't know if this is breaking news, but we did not drop out of the top 25.
Yeah, I know.
Dun, dun,
which I would have been.
Which we probably should have.
I would have been okay with them dropping out.
Because we're going to drop out eventually, so might as well get it over with.
I would have been okay with it. Last week, Tennessee led the nation in tackles for loss and sacks. Now, granted, the second half defense was doing fantastic. Florida swapped it up, maybe because the hand was hurting on Mertz, whatever it was. Still, 7 tackles for loss, but only 1 sack. Utah put that dude on the ground like 7 times, and we can only do it once with our defense.
It just means more.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
That means keep going.
Oh, I was reading. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, once I called it. Preseason, I called it. Said we were going to lose in the swamp. I called it. I'm not saying Milton is great. I don't think it's on him. He's no Hendon Hooker. He's got the athletic prowess. He might not have what's... I said, I don't want to talk bad about nobody. I do know our offensive line stinks. I didn't watch it, so I did see some people talk about how bad the officiating was.
Oh, my God.
But that's... I mean, every
I don't
team,
know why I didn't list that as a topic in the beginning.
About the refs.
No. And I would love to see the playbook. listeners, watchers, if you know the rule, if you've already gone ahead, surely someone has gone and looked that up. Can they, you know, with the accidentally kicked ball from the official, can Florida run two new defenders on the field? My guess would be no, and Florida got away, got away with it. But it's like, how many officials are on the field? Somebody saw it.
Sounds like the officials got some money on the game.
The non-call pass interference, quick, two of them, really quick.
Well, I mean, even if that would happen, we still wouldn't have won. But anyway, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with our receiving corps is nowhere near as good as it was last year either.
I go back.
That will help cover a quarterback that's maybe not as good as he could or should be.
Tennessee Twitter, what do you call it now that it's Tennessee X? That's just only, that sounds weird. That sounds like we make it something. Tennessee making X. Tennessee Twitter went out and there was a lot of people calling for Nico. Lots of people calling for Nico. And then the naysayers were saying, don't do it. You know, he's not ready. At some point in time, and to Matthew on Facebook has said that there is no trust. You could tell there's no trust with Milton. And that's what I want to say on the first half play calling, one of our topics here. First half play calling, no trust. Did they even take more than one, you know, the first possession they and went down and scored and there was some passing. Other than that, the attempts.
Well, I mean, I did see the replay for maybe one of the worst interceptions in Tennessee history.
Yeah, that was just, look up. There it is. Come on.
Can of corn. Can of corn and I'll be fine.
Longest yard remake.
Yep. Yep.
I got you. 30 attempts on the ground. Here's what I don't like. Let's compare year over year. Milton went 20 for 34. Do you know what Hooker was last year? 22 for 28.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me that Milton is the man.
What was those numbers again?
Milton.
Because it sounded like they were pretty close.
20 for 34.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 24.
Yeah. No. And what I say Milton's was, or Hooker's was, 22 for 28.
I mean, I don't. I think that's so such a fine line that it doesn't make it that much of a difference. I mean, it's not like he went 10 for 50. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's no Hendon Hooker. I'm not going to give him that. But he still threw for two touchdowns, 287 yards. How many yards did Hooker throw for last year?
349, two touchdowns, longest of 70.
Once again, I think our receiving corps has a lot more than what people are giving credit. You don't have a deep ball guy that can get separation because he's not fast. I mean, they're fast, but they're not Jalen Hyatt fast.
Sorry, I've had...
Because he makes boys that look fast, not so fast.
That's one of my favorite lines.
There you go. There's another longest yard.
One of my favorite lines. We did get spoiled by Hendon Hookers.
That is exactly true. I agree 100%.
We did get spoiled by Hendon Hooker. And you've had this conversation with me and several others throughout my week. That's like these boys should be catching this. Regardless, if it's anywhere in their vicinity, they should be catching it, even if it's a little bit behind them. But with Milton, the ball's behind them and twice the speed of what they were used to last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's very hard. I mean, you're talking hands and fingers. There's no help from arms. There's no help from bodies. That's hard to do.
Was the accuracy off this game too? Like when it was off, was it way off? I didn't watch
final,
it good.
The final play hit the dirt 5 yards in front of Brew McCoy. He is not here's a big difference from Hooker to him. Hooker can be mobile and still throw it. I mean, not, and we said it last year, this exact word, not Bryce Youngish for Hooker, but he could still be mobile and throw it. If Milton's running, if he's on his feet, you can forget it. You can forget it. If he's not standing in the pocket, he's worse.
I mean, the season's not over. There's that, like, that's the thing about, you know, a lot of Tennessee fans out there thinking the season's over. It ain't over. I think the SEC wants something. Either the other teams have caught up with us, the other conferences, which I think that's what's happening.
NIL does a lot.
I mean, the SEC teams can pay more than anybody if they want to.
Of course.
Other than a Texas and a Michigan, I mean, they can roll with us. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's just I think there's more parity in the sport now.
First half. I got to throw some sad music in here. First half tackling. Guys on the live stream, does Haddon deserve to be on the field? Because I say no.
I don't even know who that is.
I've seen it everywhere, and I'm trying to figure out who this guy is.
All talk, no action. Now, in the second half, he looked good. He was one of the ones that was tackling for losses.
Was that the one that was throwing hands at the end of the game?
No, it was not, but it would not surprise me if it were him. Yeah, the Pac-12 definitely looks good right now. I wonder if all these teams looking good for their last time in before they're the Pac-2.
Well, I mean, Oregon's probably going to win it, Bo picks.
Hmm.
I think you're going to see the real Colorado this weekend.
Oh, man. I tell you what, after watching that Tennessee game, I did swap over to the Colorado State game, and it was a fun game to watch.
Oh, I seen Shador, or however you say his name, trying to poke some eyes.
He.
The Captain Insano, courtesy of Captain Insano.
He really was. I was like, that's why he wears the face shield.
Sure.
Because he was.
Courtesy of Captain Insano.
We didn't make a whole lot of picks last week. Just trying to roll through everything. Did you pick UNLV? I think you did. You did. You picked UNLV to beat Vandy last week. You did pick Florida to win last week. I know it was
Did I pick BYU?
I don't think we got into that. You picked LSU. Sure. I cannot believe we both picked Kansas State. I cannot believe Missouri second field goal.
How about the kicker? He's a little tubby, but my man banged a 61-yarder.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's like Fat Randy reincarnated.
Georgia had a rough first half and then overcame it. Wish Tennessee could have done that. I mean, I get having a rough half. What I don't want to see is the Butch Jones era where we can't make up the difference.
I mean, you can say that we made good adjustments at halftime. We were just too far gone. We were just too far gone by then.
Yeah, and I don't feel like the hustle was there. Like, okay, we can come back in and do the second half. We're looking better second half, but it just wasn't. There was no speed. You know, they finally started to get going on some drives, but it's just like, where's it at? Mm-hmm. So Georgia struggled. Alabama struggled. I mean, they have quarterback issues for the first time time.
I think Georgia also has quarterback issues.
Yeah.
As much crap as everybody gave the mailman last year.
Yeah.
Maybe he's better than what we all thought.
Or they have O-line problems.
Well, maybe so.
Auburn laying it on Samford, Ole Miss on to Georgia Tech. So next week, that's going to be a good one. We'll talk about that in a minute. BYU beating Arkansas. You know what? I want to say you might have picked BYU.
I don't know if I would have picked Storm and Mormons.
I don't know. And Kentucky had it easy. Next week's slate of games going to get a little better for everyone except for Tennessee. I think it's hilarious that Florida just knocks off a number 11 team and then their game is on ESPN Plus for next week.
We're on SEC Network.
Yes, we are.
4 o'clock Eastern.
We have Auburn, Texas A&M. I'm going Auburn.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. Texas A&M. Texas A&M starting to get rolling. Ooh, that's a good one to pick the next one.
Kentucky, the 12 Vanderbilt.
O'clock Eastern kickoff, Kentucky and Vanderbilt. I'm picking the referees.
Two teams that you don't like to go with. I got to go Kentucky on that one. I like this little break away from Tennessee. That helps clear my conscience.
Wasn't UTSA pretty good last year?
No clue.
Or was that? I don't know.
I have heard of several people preseason calling the Roadrunners our trap game. But they've lost against Houston by 3. They've won against Texas State, and they lost to Army 37.
Oh, we're fine. I mean, they should come out and just roll them.
You would think. You would say the same against Austin Peay.
Let's go,
Peay. Arkansas, LSU, big LSU victory.
You think it'll be big?
Yep. I mean, you know, 42-28.
It's a night game in there. Hey, you got to go to the night game in Death Valley.
Death Valley.
What's the chances of two schools that call their stadium Death Valley are also Tigers? Because Clemson does the same dang thing.
I'm so glad. Last week, and I do want to apologize to the listeners and watchers. Last week's episode was garbage.
Was it?
It really was. But you were tired from a long drive in from East Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I didn't have my crap together. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to hear some jokes.
Sure. Hey, but you done skipped Ole Miss Alabama game.
Are we gonna pick? I know. No, I want to come back to it. You. Because that's the one I want to dive a little into. Of course, Charlotte, Florida. That's an easy Florida.
Go 49ers. Go 49ers.
UAB, Georgia is easy.
Sure.
Memphis, Missouri. That's at a neutral venue. Where are they playing that at?
It's in St. Louis, so I'm guessing it's in the old dome, perhaps.
in the pyramid at Bass Pro Shop in Memphis.
It says it's playing in St. Louis, okay. Which let me click on the matchup thing here. Bum, 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 bum. It doesn't tell me. Hold on. Well, I do know who knows. His name's Mr. Google.
Oh, count it down.
I type real slow under pressure. I'm left-handed.
While you're looking that up, Mississippi State, Carolina. I hope State goes in there and rolls them.
I'm pulling for South Carolina.
But South Carolina is definitely going, they want to make up a little bit for last week.
So it's the dome at the American Center, and the game is called Mizzou to the Lou.
What?
It's Mizzou to the Lou, L-O-U. So, in other words, if they're playing in England, they're going
in
to the shit
toilet.
Mizzou to the Lou, give me Memphis. That's all I needed here. Give me Memphis.
Give me the Memphis Tigers.
Give me Tigers versus Tigers. The Tigers are going to win, but give me the Memphis Tigers.
I hope so. I hope they win. Okay, you got Ole Miss visiting Alabama. Alabama with, and this is the CBS game of the week. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do your Hit your sound effect there.
It'll be sad. They have to switch it up next year when they start doing the Big 12, right? They got to switch it up.
Yeah, I hope so. Ole Miss with a better chance than past years to beat Alabama. Does Alabama start Milroe for this? They keep him benched and go with that third string that third string guy that came in and finally started scoring?
Milroe.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I sure do. What time's kickoff? Oh, 3:30, duh. Or 2:30 here.
I don't. I think it's that Swenson, whatever the heck his last name was. That.
I have no idea. Didn't watch that game either.
I think they started. I think they start him. He's the only one that could score.
Mm-hmm.
Buckner didn't do it.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. Nick Saban might be getting some of the sometimers for getting things.
I highly doubt.
Dude. I mean, this is arguably one of the worst Alabama teams they've had in 10 years. I mean, they're still ranked 13th. But I'm not.
Ty Simpson. That's his name.
I'm not picking Joey
Simpson. Hey, guess where Ty Simpson is from? Martin, Tennessee, baby. UT Martin.
That's pretty much Kentucky. It's pretty much Kentucky.
UT Martin.
Oh, that's the coach's son at UT Martin.
Is he really?
Yeah, he talks smack about Tennessee, and his son decided to go to Alabama. I guess his girlfriend, that's his cousin, goes to Alabama, too.
I'm going to go Ole Miss.
Nope.
I'm going Ole Miss. Lane train.
No, even though that Dart is perhaps the best last name in all of college football as a quarterback. It's probably going to be a pretty good game, but I mean, does Ole Miss have a defense?
Don't know.
I don't mean either.
I mean,
the Land Sharks, what they used to call it, RIP Jimmy Buffett.
They're neck and neck, buddy. 15, ranked 15 at Ole Miss, 13 Alabama.
28-21, Bama.
Okay. 35-28, Ole Miss.
No.
Yeah. It's happening. No. It's happening. And then Tennessee's going to beat them later this year. Saban's retiring this year.
You think so?
He's done.
So then it would be stupid for Nick Saban or for Lane Kiffin. If Lane Kiffin wants the job, he better not beat him.
He needs to beat him. You got to force him. You got to force him out first.
Lane Kiffin probably wants to job. They can't. Nick Saban.
Got to force him out.
He could have a losing season the next 3 years and they wouldn't fire his hind end.
No, they're not going to fire him. He's going to say, I'm aging up there and it's time for me to step back.
He's going to pull a Joe Paterno and just stay there forever.
UTSA at Knoxville, Tennessee's, SEC Network 4 Eastern. Does Tennessee put a hurting on them? Do they try running through quarterbacks again?
Nope.
You don't
they're
going to
show Joe Milton that they have trust in him, and they're going to trot his hind end out there.
But they don't have trust in him. Look at the play call.
No, they're going to try to artificially build it up in his mind to make him think so.
I was wrong on my preseason prediction about him. Now, let me rephrase that. You know preseason listeners do that I said Milton out halfway through the Florida game.
Was you right?
He should have been.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
He should have been, and the fans had that game been in Neyland, it would have been 100,000 people screaming Nico.
I mean, how bad would that make Mr. Milton feel?
You don't take the Josh Heupel high-powered offense and score like that.
Well, it looks kind of low-powered right now.
7 in the first, 0 in the second, a field goal in the third, 6 in the fourth.
I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying that the play calling was bad. Is that true?
The play calling was because they have no trust in him. Let me break this down for you. They're running because you haven't seen it, right? And nope. And you need to watch it just to
I'm
see.
I'm not going to.
You
I'm
have to. You have to watch yeah. it. Even if it's to. Even if it's just play by play, not watching the whole game. But it was handoff. Okay, we're fixing to go three and out. Throw it in the flat.
So, Phil, former football.
yeah.
It worked in the 90s.
It's not working now. Everybody's on top of it. Come back out. I mean, there was a series where it was to the flat. It's like, how many times are you going to do that? Your guys are getting 3 yards. Well, let's run it up the gut. It's third and 20. Let's run it up the gut.
How bad did the punter look?
Not bad at all. On point. Now, he did kick.
Does he kick both footed?
He does. Which is great.
That's like having two quarterbacks. If you got two quarterbacks, you ain't got one. If you kick them with two legs, you ain't got
once
one.
Once I see and look as to, I understand. I think they said that there's three, maybe in the SEC.
He's kicking gone. With his third leg?
That's good. That's gone with the Aussie because it's hard to field when they kick one way. The ball does something different from when they kick the other way. And
but when you're kicking one out of every five out of bounds.
Not that he did not.
It ain't worth the risk for me.
Yeah. He didn't do that this game. He got the nerves out. I guess that first game against Virginia. But apparently that style kicker, you have a lot of muffed punts, which we saw with Virginia.
Well, that's also Virginia.
But it's
but all I'm saying is I don't see him in the NFL very much. Just saying.
And no, you don't. Hey, I do have one quick thing to bring up that you'll like. I went through the future schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that we have a contract with Nebraska starting in 2026?
No.
Yeah, September 12th at Nebraska.
Well, Nebraska's kind of like in the same boat we are in.
And then
they were good in the 90s, too.
And then 2027, Nebraska coming to. It's been a while.
Yeah, Nebraska stinks, too. And they got that. Rule, Matt Rule guy that was a fraud with the Panthers.
We also have with Washington 2029 and 2030.
Oh, that's great. They're just starting to get hot, too.
Isn't that how it happens? Like when we bring in Oklahoma, they're good.
Well, Oklahoma's going to be a permanent stay.
Yep.
Tennessee's score is going to be 42-10. Balls.
Lord, I hope so. I hope so. We're going to take one quick break. We're at 27 minutes.
Was I not supposed to do that?
No, you're fine. Okay. You're fine. We'll take a quick break. Hit last minute Vols talk before we let you out. Hey, Vols fans, let's be honest. Do you really trust where the meat comes from at your local grocery store? With all the fillers and preservatives out there and their unknown long-term issues, why not take a little stress off of your grocery list? More and more people are going back to the farmers for their local eggs, vegetables, fruits, honey. Teague Premium Beef offers a local solution to a nationwide problem. Simply visit bellbucklebeef.com to select your cuts and choose the processor nearest you. Teague Premium Beef will deliver grass-fed, grain-finished beef to that processor. Why take chances on the unknown? Choose local. Choose Teague Premium Beef. All All right, Tennessee fans, welcome back. It was a sad, sad week this week. Going down.
I knew it was going to happen. I was ready. I was ready for it. I was like, told you so. Told you so.
Going down to the Swamp with the second highest attendance rating in the history of this
rivalry. And we got out-coached by Sun Belt Billy. Think about that.
Man.
Maybe he's the guy. Maybe he's the guy. Or maybe we're just not.
There's one play that just keeps repeating in my head. And if you have watched, I know you didn't watch the game, but if you have watched any type of SEC final or, you know, college football final on ESPN,
is it a fake snap?
No, ETN busts his way through.
Oh, I saw it, and the guy just bumped into
him. I'm like, what? What are you doing? It was Haddon.
Maybe he had money on the game, huh? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Jokes.
Bring your point shaving over here. Since you like to talk longest yard.
Longest yard night.
You generally go Bobby Boucher. Tonight is all longest yard quotes with you.
I hit him with the Bobby Boucher because I said courtesy of Captain Insane.
That's right. You did. You did get that in with Shedeur Sanders' little eye poke.
Yep.
Did you see the play that fired that up?
When they hit that one feller?
Yes.
Pretty hard. It was a little cheap shot, but hey, all is fair in love and war. If you think that was the worst cheap shot of the game that everybody was then you're wrong. I'm sure there was some that was just as bad that was in the pile.
Oh yeah, someone got
some groin grabbing, some, you know, I mean, all kinds of things.
Cup check.
Yeah, I mean, the eye poking is dirtier than the late hit.
Oh yeah.
My humble opinion.
Yeah.
But once again, I'm not saying I'm not for it. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, be yourself. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's a rivalry game. Do what it takes to win. And they came back and won.
Do what you got to do. Well, guys, we got a long.
Did you pick your score for the game?
Oh, for. You know, yours sounded so good. 40. I mean, as soon as you said it, my brain was just like, yeah, that sounds really good.
Wait. Breaking news. I'm changing my pick on a game.
Go.
And this is going to shock you.
You're going to pick Vanderbilt over Kentucky.
Give me Vanderbilt.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Give me Vanderbilt.
You think so?
That's just how much I hate Kentucky more, but I mean.
They're down. Yes. Wake Forest and UNLV beat them.
Give me Vanderbilt.
Nope.
28-27 Doors.
I can't believe I'm going to write this down. See, that's why I keep a pencil. Just in case I got to erase for you to change your mind, which you don't typically do.
No. Something just spoke to me. And I hate Kentucky more than I hate Vanderbilt, so that's what I'm really going off of.
You want to hear? It's in Nashville. You wanted to? I bet it's going to be a sea of blue in Nashville to hear the horn.
maybe we should go to the game. I'm just kidding.
Ooh.
11 o'clock kickoff.
No. No, thank you. Got to wear a hard hat to go to that game. OSHA rules.
Make sure you have your PPE on, everybody. High viz, y'all.
Tennessee fans, we want to thank you for listening to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk.
Think about it, you wear Tennessee orange, and that double is high viz.
Double, yeah. Got a funny story about that I got to tell you maybe next week.
Okay.
Got a whole week, guys, to go out and talk about your balls.
Drink your sorrows away.
Drink.
Let me reiterate the fact, though. The season is not over.
No.
I'm not saying we ever had it. but it's not over.
Tennessee. They better get it together because South Carolina comes in the week after.
I ain't worried about Cocky and all them.
Then a little break before A&M come into town.
That's the game you got to worry about. I'm telling you.
Nope. Go Vols.
Big Orange.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.